Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Rootwork Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. I hope that everyone thought about the show last week and the week before that and the week before that. I want to explain something. Every show has its messages. If you listen good enough, it has all its messages. Okay, every show has conjure tips. I will not give out unsafe conjure tips for someone to hurt themselves. Okay, and as for calling in, anybody can call with questions about the topic. Anybody can call with questions about personal situations. My only problem is people that's trying to keep calling and keep calling. Remember way back when the lady called about the short, ugly man? Okay, that's what I'm getting. Once you have called, you have to wait at least 3 to 6 months to call again about a situation, to give everybody else a chance to get in. One cannot hold the spotlight. This is not television. Okay, let's go into the show. All right, I want to thank all of my listeners and followers. I want to thank you. Thank you so much. And I thank the snoopers and the troublemakers. You're only helping me. You're not harming me. You cannot hold me down. See, I have corrected myself in some of these shows, pronouncing everything proper, because of some feedback that I got. Okay, once you have bothered with someone who really have the power to destroy you, things are going to go bad for you. And to the clients that's full of bull crap, and when I said bull crap, I'm talking about the clients that's just calling for information. Well, wannabe clients, so they say. Oh, just to get a little information. The one that's trying to pay for their work. Oh, example. Oh, okay, that's $200. And they send $280. What do you expect? You're not going to get nothing but what you're saying. If I take your case. And that's for me and everybody else that's doing this work. See, most of you think that the roof worker is weak. You think the roof worker is dumb. They don't know. We know exactly what you're going to do. See, as for me, I sit back and listen and let you hang yourself because you always hang yourself. All right, I think I have said a mouthful. But I want to go back to troublemaking. Mix, conjure tip, troublemakers. Troublemakers in the neighborhood, troublemakers in public places everywhere. Well, here's a great mixture right here. And you have to concentrate on the problem. Cumin seed, not the powder. Kosher, sea salt, eucalyptus, 9 drops. Of turpentine, you mix it all together, spend 3 minutes on it, seeing the problem and seeing it go away. And then you spread it where you need to spread it. Now, that is a full conscious tip that will not hurt you because that clears up spirits. Spirits that's causing you problems. People carry many spirits on them, some of them. Some people carry the spirit of disruption. Some people carry the spirit of sadness. Some people carry the spirit of ruin. And these people can contaminate others. They're talking about disruption. Okay, when you have done bad conjure on a family, when you have done that, and you keep on and on, and you've been at it for years, and y'all know exactly who I'm talking about. And certain people that's listening in, I know they listen. Well, it backfired in your face. You were doing conjure yourself on a person. You put the wrong thing in their food, didn't you? You put it in there. On a few days, they died because you put the wrong things, the things that you were supposed to destroy your neighbors with, you put it into your lover's food. Well, I wouldn't call it a lover anyway. You got to be greased down with Crisco or Vaseline to get some. So anyway, you did the wrong thing, and you want to keep it a secret that the people are dead. Yes, they did. And you hurried up and had them cremated. Went over the family's head, went over everybody else. Okay, now the question is going to come up. Why did you do this? But instead of thinking about how to get forgiveness, pray for forgiveness, oh, you want to make trouble for your neighbor. You want to send the city in on your neighbor. Your neighbors aren't doing anything to you. They don't care about you. They don't care what you do. They don't care how you look. They just want you to leave them alone. And they will make you leave them alone. The latest trick that you have done, it is not going to work. So there's four that have hung up. Okay, we got it. We got it. I speak my mind. I'm going to continue to speak my mind. And it led me to speak about that. Hindering people from going to church, to fellowship and worship. Don't you think that there's punishment for that? If you're doing something on purpose to do that, yes, there's a little punishment for that. And that don't have to be caused by a worker. But this messing with people's homes, their lives, trying to make them miserable, trying to make them lose everything, you're trying to make them move. Well, guess what? You're going to be the one that moves, and you're going to move quickly. Within the next few days, you're going to move. And that's a promise. Now, what was I saying? I have gotten that off of my chest. If anybody was messing with my mother like that, or father, don't you think that I would, get a little help? Okay, we got the children of the world. And I'm not talking about sex offenders. We're talking about children that's supposed to come into a great legacy. Be our next preachers, doctors, lawyers. Oh, yes. And they'll be hindered because you are throwing things to hurt the adults. Well, children are very vulnerable to this, but you don't care. Evil does not care about anything, and evil can't look at itself either. No matter how hard it tries, it cannot look at itself. And that's one thing that I know. Now, another thing, an insult among the magical community. An insult. If somebody is telling you that, I'll give you $20 and you just get me a job, that's an insult because we put everything into our work. I know I put everything into my work. And once you have insulted us, you don't get your things done. Oh, haven't you heard of people going to root workers, shamans, witches, whatever you want to call them? Yes, there is shamanism. I'm sorry. But going to them and things went all right and they stopped, you have offended them in some way. When you come to us, you have to be honest. See, we sit back and wait for that word, those words of honesty that's supposed to come out of your mouth. Because we're being honest with you. If you go to Golden Corral, the Sizzler, Fries, and Burger King, you're going to pay for everything up front. You're going to pay for that before you get their food. Okay, this is just like that. You're going to pay before you get the food. You're going to pay before you get the work. So don't sit there and think that you're getting away with anything. No, you're not getting away with anything. And then telling the worker what you're going to do, that is our job. We tell you, if we'll accept it. That's enough. If we'll accept it, we tell you what we will take and how we will take it. You don't tell us, well, I'm going to sing this or I'm bringing this. No, no, no. See, that's very widely known in the South Carolinas and the Virginias, especially that Chesapeake Ada McKenzie cheesecake. Okay, now we got the issues with the family. Here's family problems. To end family squabbles, there is a lot to do on our end. But once we take the one simple damn thing, I can't do that. I can't do that. I ain't got a chance. My husband watching me. I'm scared. Oh, you want to scared to go? You want to scared to ask? See, people talk and talk. Oh, I do this, I do that. Just tell me. And then when you, then when it comes up, you can't do it? Well, you hindering yourself. Anything we tell you to do, if it's not done, we know because you're going to be whining. Within the next few days, you're going to be whining and crying. Oh, did I step on some? Oh. You know, it's a bad, bad thing that people can't do as a toe when they're reaching out to us. It's a bad thing that we as workers have to, you know, just sit back and think, do I really want to help this person? We can see your enemies when they walk in the door. We know your enemies, their voice. Work out. This is another thing, working two sides of the track. Two sides of the track. Helping one person, and then the next person coming along to destroy them, then you are setting out to destroy them. Workers, get out of that, because that comes back to you. And that's nothing that nobody has done. You did it to yourself. Automatically did it to yourself. You do not do that. That's just like praying to God and serving the devil at the same time. I've gotten a whole lot out. I don't care who likes it. I don't care who don't. You know, people say that Jersey people, you know, are mean and blunt and, oh, all of the above. Well, it doesn't matter what area you are from. Right is right. And wrong is wrong. Why should I fear man? Why should you fear man? Okay, you want to put yourself out there. Clients, I'm not talking to workers now. Clients, I'm from this area, and I can do this, and I can do that. But see, your mouth can get you in a lot of trouble. Your mouth can set you back for years. The things that you are supposed to have, the success that you're supposed to have, you won't have it. God sees all, and he knows all. And he put people here like me to help people out. But how are you supposed to help people when they don't listen? How are you supposed to help when they're not willing to do the things you told them to do? And going to someone else's house, starting confusion. That's a dangerous thing. How do you know that that place is not dressed? Okay, here's the dumbest thing. Going to the root workers, I'll try to start mess. Please. You know that that's dressed. That's a scary little thing to do there. And some of you need to do some thinking. See, this week is about letting it all out. You need to do a little thinking before you act. I could give a different squat about what goes on in somebody else's yard, but when you bring it to mind, then I'm dealing with it. Step here with it, and you shall leave with something real nice. Mothers that won't depart and abandon your children. This is something that's on my mind. Stop doing it. Because one day, they're going to tell you to go back. One day, they're not going to come back and say, Mommy, Mommy, that's going to be go. go back, or you're not my mommy. Wouldn't that hurt your heart? Well, there's some of you that don't have heart. So wouldn't it hurt some of your heart? Okay, let's talk. All good work. I'm just going from one to the other. All good work is done on Good Friday. All good work is done on Easter. I believe Easter is the 27th this time. All good. Even banishing your enemy. I want to put something out here, speaking of enemies, about city and code enforcement. No landlord, and there is a landlord, it's a landlord fix, but no landlord can tell you that they got letter on code enforcement without the other person getting a letter from code enforcement. Most places, code enforcement comes to your house unexpectedly. To all you slumlords that's trying to eat people out of money, you haven't really done your job and taking care of that house. That house is yours. Anything that breaks it, you fix it. To all of you, that's a special place to be going because you're messing with people. You're playing with people's lives right there. They want somewhere to live. You're renting it out. And you probably don't even own it yourself. You don't tell the truth about anything. You claim that you're working with people that, no, you're not. You're not trying to help them. You're trying to help yourself. St. Mark, I don't know why, but St. Mark will know all about a certain person within the next few hours. They will know. And there's a special place that code enforcement, they're going to know about themselves in the next few hours. Oh, yes, there's a lot of people being mistreated out here, and I'm not liking it. I'm not liking it, not one bit. Sticking together. Sticking together is an important thing in a family. You're supposed to stick together anyway. You know, there's a certain group of people, I'm not going to say it because it's going to sound racist. They might fight and argue, but at the end, they are sticking together. But then there's another group of people, when they fight and argue, they got to go and call lawyers and magistrates, go call and make reports on people, IRS, anything they can do, and they're laughing. They're angry now. They are angry now because they're calling. That's getting us more money. The courts make money off of people every single day. And it's a lot of people getting away with stuff. As long as they got about $30 in their pocket when they go into their courtroom, they can get out of there that day. And that's paid. And another Congress tip. The oregano and eucalyptus, yes, eucalyptus again. Eucalyptus is used for a lot of stuff. Oregano, eucalyptus, and fennel, not flax, but fennel seed. That's all you need. You don't need to go for this with it. You don't need to graveyard dirt with it. That will protect you. You can put it at the end of your driveway, going across. And if you got neighbors that's bothering you, just sit back because there's going to be a lot of arguments among them. Now, that's what I have to say about that. I gave you another conscious tip, and I think that's the end. Conscious tip for today. All right, past workers. And I want to tell you about somebody. Laura was voodoo, Haitian voodoo, witchcraft. Oh, there were three things that she did, and she was feared. And she lived in 1547. That was her area of power. Her work was very great. She passed influential voodoo and other practitioners. Must I say, have paid the way for us. You know, New Age, conjure, yes, it's okay, but you still have some of the old conjure within it. And without the old conjure, that knowledge, see, most of this is about knowledge. That's why I say that you cannot learn this from a book, from CDs, taking a fake class. You can't learn this. You can't get the third eye from that. You cannot develop it. People think that you can develop it. It is in your bloodline. It is there when you are born. And you come into it. Every decision we make, it affects our future. If you make the wrong mistakes, and you're supposed to do this, it's coming later in life. There are children that are actually doing work. And I'm proud of you, children. I'm proud of you. And you keep doing the good work. I want to want your age and did this work. Yes, I was a baby. And you would think no one would listen to a little young child. Yes, they will. I'm living proof of it. That's the reason for me telling you this, because I see some children that are supposed to be doing this. This is their destiny, and the choices that the parents have made have hindered them. Yes, you can hinder your children. See, today's show is very different than any other, because I know that there are many that are frustrated. I feel the fire. I feel that energy. And I'm just voicing for you. I'm your mouthpiece. I'm getting all that off. And when this show ends, you will feel better. You're fed up with a lot of things. Yes. But as long as you have good people in your life, you have good friends that you have met along the way. And before long, it's like you're already famous. Then you got it all right there. You got rich. I have riches among riches, because I have one of the best people in the world, Mama. I have one of the best people in the world that have stuck with me. We are human, just like everybody else. And sometimes we need somebody to talk to. At a bad point in my life, I had this person here. I had closed myself off to getting close to anyone. See, people do that when they have been done wrong. They close themselves off and they shut their heart down. And don't let anybody else in. This lady here that I'm talking about, she broke right on through anyway. No matter how much, oh, how you doing today? Why you ask me that? She broke through. She's got my heart. She has really been there. And I will forever be in her debt. I love you, Mama. I love you so much. When things go on, good things, not just bad things, but good things, when you have that person that's supporting you in whatever you do, you're going to feel good. You're going to feel like, yes, I can go on because I have this person in my life. You know who you are. But anyway, the trouble ends on this night. There are people that can't sleep. You'd be surprised what makes you not sleep. If you go to a doctor, it's insomnia. So you can't relax. The doctor puts a name to it. But some have so many demons that they can't sleep. Some are being bothered by evil people that's throwing at them. And those between hours, 12 and 1, see, those are witchcraft hours, all the way up to 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. There's some burning going on for you. Black Panel, I've mentioned that. There's a certain kind of mixture with 29 oils and a base incense, and it smells like wood. That's being done on you. And some of you really think that you know what you're doing because you're ordering stuff from church goods and all of this. Do you know that that stuff has to be sick? Even down to the roots, it has to be sick. But you go ahead and use it anyway and think that you're going to be on top or think that you're going to kill somebody or whatever. And then guess what? You're still sitting on your tail. So to the one that killed that man, I applaud you. Because you all were torturing somebody else. See, these people are always going to be standing where they don't stand because their godliness is state to themselves. Think about that. And to you all with your smart mouth about where all magic comes from, some of it you can't even say where it comes from, but some of it you can. Get your facts straight before you put a post into a group to get your facts straight. And don't go calling a worker telling them, well, I know this. Well, if you know this, you don't call them. Okay? Because that's wasting time on somebody sick or somebody that's in deep trouble that we could be helping. And some of us really put something on you when you do this. And as for the South Carolina that I mentioned, the Cherry King rules, telling people what they're going to do? Seriously. The most trouble comes from that place. And me and two other workers that talked about, the most trouble comes from South Carolina. But you know what? It's not only South Carolina that's going to be fixed. There's a lot of people that's going to be fixed up that waste our time. See, I hope that you learn what I'm saying so that when you do decide to get your help or whatever you're going to do, that you don't make this mistake. We are truly out here to help you. Now, there are some imitators out here. You have to know who's real. If I can sit here and tell you exactly the name of people and everything, I am real. And I'm not going to promise something that, oh, in the next 10 minutes, you're going to get a call from that man, and in 30 minutes, you're going to be on the floor burning the carpet up. Nope. That's not real. That doesn't be real. Yes, there are some people that are scam artists, but you will be able to tell real. And when you have been warned about something, do something then. Don't wait till the last minute. Okay? So, almost at the end of this episode, and I hope that you all got a lot out of it. See, I have to come at you like this. Keep you aware. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your weekend. I hope that you enjoy your week. I hope it's blessed. Oh, I only want the best for everybody. And this is something that I mean from the bottom of my heart. I only want the best. We always want the best for you. The key thing is listening and communication. To all of you who have this going on in your life, listen to the show again. You're going to find your answer. Now, to my beautiful, beautiful family, and to my mother, whom I love so much, many blessings is coming to you. To everybody, goodbye.